We're joined now by WAMC's political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, New Year's wishes to you.
And to you, Jim, and to the entire staff of WAMC, which has done such a magnificent job during this time. And we know it's true because we have seen so many people making contributions to a place that they have come to depend on. And we depend on all the people who are making this radio station. They depend on us. And frankly, Jim, and your wonderful work as deputy to Ian Pickus, it has been an extraordinary evolution of a news division that could never be needed more. So happy New Year to you, and more than that, thanks.
Oh, well, thank you, Alan. Well, with the new year, let's look ahead to some big items on the political calendar. First, close to home. Do you think this is the year New York legalizes the sale and use of recreational marijuana?
Well, I do. You know what the big holdup is there, Jim, and that is not whether it should be done. I think that the Democrats, who now control both houses of the legislature and the governorship, believe that. The question that is being duked out is how to distribute the resources. In other words, who gets the money from the marijuana sales? Now, we know the state will get a lot, but then who's going to be in charge of selling it? And those are the places that there are some real big fights going on. Put it mildly, there are those who think that people who are white and well-heeled tend to do best in almost everything that happens commerce-wise in this country. And that is something that apparently the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader in the State Senate are having some real problems with. So if that can be resolved, I don't think there's any question. In the meantime, I live over in Blue State, Massachusetts, right across the border. And we want to thank the people of New York because our coffers have been filled to capacity because all those New York license plates are over here.
Absolutely. Well, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was thrust into the national spotlight during 2020 as the state was hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic in the spring. He'll have a friend in fellow Democrat Joe Biden in the White House in 2021. So what do you expect from Governor Cuomo this year?
Well, this is a tough one. First of all, many people had Governor Cuomo on their lips when it came to a discussion of the attorney general's job. And as a result of that, Cuomo keeps saying that he doesn't want that job. He wants to be governor of New York. What else would you say? You don't say I'm going to the prom unless you're invited. You expect to be invited before you go. And there is some question as to whether Cuomo has been invited. Now, as far as Joe Biden is concerned, the Republicans have had a magic transformation. All along, they've been spending money like drunken soldiers. Again and again and again, they keep using all kinds of money. Now that they're about to lose the presidency, all of a sudden they've turned into the old fiscal conservative hawks that they used to be and now beginning to criticize. So the point here is that Andrew Cuomo expects a lot of help from Joe Biden. And the question is, how much help can he expect? Because Biden will have to worry about now being pointed at as a big spender by the Republicans.
And moving completely to Washington here, Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated as president on January 20th. What are you looking for as it pertains to the incoming administration?
Well, first of all, let's all hope that on January 20th that the incoming administration will be incoming because the American people voted for them. Trump is not giving up his frantic need to keep on going to the Supreme Court and to local courts and to federal courts is unending and will continue to be until that inauguration happens. And I, as many other people, will be very happy to see that American democracy and transference of power from one party to the other continues. Otherwise, our Constitution and our country is wrecked. And so I'm just looking forward to that day. And I'm holding my breath, and there'll be a huge sigh of relief when Joe Biden takes that oath, that's for sure. Now, when Biden does win, and I expect he will, there will be a lot of people who voted for Trump who will be very, very angry. And we can only hope that as Biden, a political moderate, steps into the role, he'll win a lot of adherence from among both the Republican group and the independents in this country.
Finally, Alan, do you have any resolutions for 2021?
Yes, I have one major resolution, Jim Lewis, and that is to be very, very careful about not jumping the gun. Look, I'm getting a fair amount of mail from some folks who are just, well, they're mean. The name of the game is not to answer those people. So I resolve, you know, if somebody writes me an interesting letter, one that is clearly discussive of the issues, I have no problem in sometimes answering, although I get hundreds and sometimes thousands of letters. So I resolve never in anger to answer anybody, no matter how stupid or foolish their letters are. That's the first thing. Number two, I'm resolved to get off the evil diet sodas that I'm on. I don't want to take them anymore. And Joe Donahue, our roundtable leader, has set the stage, and I'm going to follow. I must say, I don't have much of it, but I don't want to have any of it. That's a resolution.
All right, and we'll try and hold you to that as well.
Oh, don't do it. That's great. And thank you, Jim. Thanks for everything you're doing, and thanks for the wonderful work. I love listening to you on the radio.
Oh, well, thank you, Alan, and safe wishes to you and all our listeners in the new year.
That's right. We just thank everybody for everything they're doing to keep us alive. It's so important. All you got to do is go to WAMC.org and let us know you're there.